From the KBIA Newsroom, I'm Sebastián Martínez. In the wake of a Department of Justice investigation that found systematic racial bias in Ferguson, Missouri, U.S. Representative Emmanuel Cleaver is looking to crack down on so-called revenue-based policing. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum spoke to Cleaver about his bill.
Cleaver wants to take away federal grants from cities receiving a large percentage of revenue from traffic tickets. It's part of a push to curtail what the Kansas City Democratic congressman calls revenue-based policing.
It's policing for profits that I think is unconstitutional in this country.
While some municipal officials have objected to state-level bills to curtail traffic revenue, Cleaver says the federal effort is gaining support from conservatives like the Koch brothers and U.S. Senator Rand Paul.
And so the mayors had better take a look at the people who are coming together on this.
Since Michael Brown's death, there's been bipartisan support to pare down the percentage of fine revenue cities can keep. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Two Dutch street artists traveled thousands of miles to paint a giant baby turkey on the side of a barn in Osage County. The Columbia, Missourian reports the two artists painted the mural off U.S. 50 as part of an outreach program for Honeysuckle White, Cargill Corporation's poultry brand. The barn is part of Robertson Family Farms, which was established in 1944 and is owned by Glenn Robertson. The artists, accompanied by two British producers and an Australian filmmaker, arrived today, and after Robertson's grandchildren chose a design, created the mural using spray paint. Robertson told the Missourian he was pleased with the mural and hoped it would last for generations. The IBM Service Center in Columbia will not be receiving its last remaining incentive from the state government. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that comes in response to a large round of layoffs in January. Missouri Department of Economic Development spokeswoman Amy Susan says the company has 453 full-time employees at its Columbia Service Center, 112 fewer employees than the center had last June, according to the Tribune. That stands in sharp contrast to the 800 well-paying jobs it was predicted to provide by 2012 when IBM first came to Columbia in 2010. The city and state partnered to offer an incentive package worth as much as $31.2 million to draw the company to Columbia in the first place. A giant balloon that crash-landed in a southeast Missouri field has been traced back to Google, specifically a project called Google Loon, which aims to bring internet access to rural areas. The balloon, which had been hovering at 70,000 feet, lost its signal Thursday afternoon before ending up in the field near Bragg City. A program director for Google told a local sheriff's deputy that the company started the Loon project in New Zealand 2 years ago to try to fill gaps in internet coverage. The balloon that landed in the field had been in the air for 14 months, which may have played a role in its crash. Google says the balloons tend to develop steering issues after being in the air for so long, and those issues prompt programmers to send a code telling the balloons to descend and deploy a parachute. I'm Sebastián Martínez, KBIA News, Columbia.